Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 911 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Stefani, but before we get to his question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies, honestly. I mean, they're just so cool. I've had talks with them. I've actually sat down and had a meal with them and at an event once, the guy who I speak with actually. And it's just so cool what they're doing. And they have so many things in the works. They've just revamped their entire website and the way things work because they've just been collecting feedback from people. And it's just a really true, honest company. And I love that. And they help you with managing your business finances from your money coming in to the money going out to invoicing. They make invoicing super simple. In less than 30 seconds, you can create one and bill whoever it is you need to bill. You can see who owes you. You can see who has even opened those so you can follow up properly. Just amazing what they're doing. And I use them myself. And I've actually been on the receiving end of invoices going through FreshBooks too. So it's just so easy to use. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free and give it a free trial, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Sweet. Now here's today's question from Stefan.
Hey, Pat. Stefan here from BazinePhotography.com. First of all, thank you for all the good work, man. Kudos to you, my friend. My question is this, which has two sides. First of all, I have a podcast called SB Photography Podcast, but I want to do a new category, which is also going to be about basically business in general. So it's going to be SB Podcast. Now, my question is, since I'm already giving one podcast every week, is it fair to my photographers to not give them one podcast every 2 weeks, as in I would do this week it would be about business, the other week it would be about photography. So would that be okay if I do that, or should I do Tuesday photography and at another day would be Thursday, it's about business? So I wanted to know your input. Thank you very much.
Hey, Stefan, thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate it. You know, one of my favorite things to hear about is when podcasters, after they go through a little bit of a rhythm, they want to kind of change it up a bit. Now, that might sound kind of weird to those of you who are like, why would you want to do that? Well, what's really cool is you are looking for better ways to serve your audience, right? And I love that you're conscious about, well, how might this take away from them if I add this other sort of business aspect to it? I'm curious to know if your decision to do this was based off of just this is something you know your photographers need based on your audience, or have you collected survey feedback, or have you had conversations with them knowing that this business thing would be a good thing to have? And then really in terms of the frequency, it's up to you, because if you go Tuesday, Thursday, or 2 days a week, I mean, you're going to basically double the amount of downloads that you have. You can have people choose between, you know, a Thursday show for business and a Tuesday one for just photography in general. And they might mix a little bit, but that's okay. But they're going to be kind of knowing that there's this rhythm there and they can choose based on that. Whereas if it's every other week, that's fine too. I mean, this is your show. You could do it the way that you want. But I will say if you go twice a week, it's going to double the frequency, which is going to double your workflow. Now, hopefully you're using strategies to help you in terms of standard operating procedures and checklists and things like that, and just have this whole process down. Maybe you're even working with a team to help you create these podcasts, in which case it would just be very easy for you to just spend a little bit more time recording a new episode and having it be inserted on top of the episode that you already create. But actually, what I would do is actually try it out either way. And what's really cool is about podcasting is it's your show. You could run it any which way you want. But let me share with you what I would do if I was in your shoes. So, Stefan, I would create an episode that would come out on my regular day, and I would have it be about business, like just strictly be about business, and have it really feel like a big event. The fact that, you know, hey, this is a different episode that's coming out. It's one of the strategies I mentioned in my course, Power Up Podcasting, and that is to create an episode every once in a while that's much different, to kind of reset your audience, to kind of get them to say, oh, that was great. Like, let me share that one. You know, those kinds of things. It helps you get more exposure, but it also allows you to test whether or not your audience responds to this kind of thing. So make a big deal out of it. Make it an event. Maybe there's some contest or something you could run on top of that too to gain even more access to other people who may not even be a part of your ecosystem right now. But have that go out and then start to collect feedback. Literally ask for feedback on that episode at the very end and say, hey guys, just send me a tweet or email if you like this episode, you want more of this stuff. I'm thinking about adding it to the list of things that I do here for you and having it be its own kind of separate day or a different episode for you, or I might go, you know, every other week switching between photography and business. And then you start to collect the feedback from there, right? You don't have to make decisions right now, but what you're doing essentially is validating that this is something people want. And that's what I would take the time to do. And again, you make a big deal out of it, so you make sure as many people see it as possible. And then boom, like it's going to work one way or another. And then you could make an informed decision from there instead of guessing, right? That's why I think whenever you try to do new topics on a podcast, like I love that idea, but I would make sure to test it, to micro test it first before you actually, you know, make the commitment to do it in one way or another. Because yes, I mean, you're producing this show for your audience and you want to make sure you're doing right by them. So that's what I would recommend, Stefan. And you can take it any which way you want. And, you know, some people might even say, hey, you know what? That could be its own podcast. So you can actually separate it and actually have it become its own podcast and have it be one specific stream that you could actually have to do the business stuff. But then that adds like literally double the amount of work, not just adding a new episode to your show, but having a new show to actually manage, which could work or maybe not, but it's up to you. But that's just another option that you could play around with too. And using that strategy, you get a little bit of an advantage up front with the new and noteworthy references and the fact that you're a brand new show. People are going to find you a little bit sooner. But you already have this audience already. So again, many different options. There's really no wrong way to go about it. It's kind of cool that you're wanting to add this new topic, and I think it's gonna be great. Your audience is gonna love it. So whichever way you do it, Stefan, like congrats, it's gonna be great, and I look forward to hearing the results from that. So thank you again, Stefan, for your just support here. I appreciate you. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the new students who are coming into my brand new course, poweruppodcasting.com. If you go there now, cart is open until next Monday at midnight, and we're taking new students. I'm holding their hand through the process of creating their own podcast, so you can have a podcast just like Stefan or me, or and hundreds of other people who have gone through the course now. So super stoked to have you in if you're in, and I'd love to see you there. poweruppodcasting.com, open till Monday. All right, guys, here is a quote to finish off the day, and this is from Benjamin Franklin, and that is, there is a difference between imitating a good man and counterfeiting him. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.